Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bob Savarin. Batting second. The center fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting third. The right fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Boog Powell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dick Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave McNally. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Dave McNally. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting second. The second baseman, Nellie Fox. Batting third. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Dave Nicholson. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting seventh. The catcher, Cam Carrion. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Buzzard. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, John Buzzard. And now, play ball. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Savarin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox takes first base on ball four. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fox moves to third. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fox scores. Robinson moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a fly ball into right field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Adair reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Savarin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard hits a pop-up towards the mound. McNally settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 1 in the game. Hershberger hits a line drive towards short. Savarin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is hit by the pitch. Bob Johnson pinch runs for Jerry Adair. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnson moves to third. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin is 0 for 1 in the game. Savarin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Johnson now playing second base. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first, with McNally covering, for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Robinson strikes out. Two outs. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Nicholson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 1 in the game. Brandt hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gentile takes first base on ball 4. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Robinson. Powell reaches second base with a double. Gentile moves to third. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson is hit by the pitch. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen strikes out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerryon is 0-for-1 in the game. Kerryon hits a fly ball into right field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brown is called out on strikes. One out. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 0-for-1 in the game. McNally strikes out. Two outs. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin is 0-for-2 in the game. Savarin hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McCraw is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Lemon pinch hits for John Buzzard. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-2 in the game. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Savarin fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-2 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-for-2 in the game. Brandt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Powell. Fox reaches second base with a double. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Fox moves to third. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Nicholson takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-2 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Savarin fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Powell for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. Ward is called out on strikes. One out. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 0 for 2 in the game. Carrion hits a ball on the ground towards short. Savarin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hoyt Wilhelm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilhelm hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wilhelm for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. J.C. Martin now catching. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Smith pinch hits for Dave McNally. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Luis Aparicio pinch runs for Al Smith. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Martin and he is safe. Aparicio steals second. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin is 0 for 3 in the game. Savarin takes first base on ball 4. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a pickoff. Aparicio moves to third. Savarin moves to second. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 3 in the game. Snyder hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 3 in the game. Brandt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. George Brunette now pitching. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 3 in the game. Hershberger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Nicholson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Snyder. Nicholson reaches second base with a double. Robinson moves to third. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 3 in the game. Hansen hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Landis now playing center field. Mike Hershberger now playing right field. Floyd Robinson now playing left field. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gentile hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick Hall pinch runs for Jim Gentile. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Powell takes first base on ball 4. Hall moves to second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Robinson bunts in front of the plate. Martin juggles the ball. That's an error on Martin. Hall moves to third. Powell moves to second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hall scores. Powell scores. Robinson moves to third. It's 2-1, Orioles. Joe Gaines pinch hits for George Brunette. Joe Gaines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaines strikes out. Two outs. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Savarin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Barber now pitching. Boog Powell now playing first base. Joe Gaines now playing left field. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-3 in the game. Ward hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ward moves to second. Al Weiss pinch hits for Tommy McCraw. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss takes first base on ball 4. Ward moves to third. Martin moves to second. Schirmlaller pinch hits for Hoyt Wilhelm. Stu Miller now pitching. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to home to get Ward. Martin moves to third. Weiss moves to second. One out. Gary Peters pinch runs for Schirmlaller. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hershberger hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Martin scores. Weiss scores. Peters moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Baltimore Orioles, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.